Today we are going to read from Gospel according to John, chapter 8, verses 31 through 38. I'll read from NASB version, New American Standard Bible. Verse 31. So, Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word," in other words, if you abide in my word, or if you remain dwelling in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants, and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. So, if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendant, yet you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you." In other words, my word has no dwelling place in you. In other words, my word does not remain in your spirit. Verse 38, "I speak the things which I have seen with my Father. Therefore, you also do the things which you heard from your Father." Here, your Father means Satan, the deceiver, the destroyer, who is the father of all lies. Well, such enigmatic text we have just read and heard. Yet, from the given context, from what precedes and what follows this chosen text, from the whole context we know, Jesus is speaking very clearly, self-evident truth. Who are my true disciples? Because you just had believed in me. Because what I told you and what I performed, miraculous signs and miracles, you believed in me. But in your mind, are you willing to stay with my word or dwell on my word? Continue to believe in whatever comes out of my mouth, or you have that secretive reservation about what you should do with my future words out of my mouth? See? That secretive motive in their heart. They put their faith in Jesus conditionally, though they did not spell that out in their heart. They have still their private, their own personal reservation. They are not yet fully committing themselves, unlike those 12 disciples, or 70 disciples, or those Jesus supporting Galilean ladies. These folks, stated in verse 31, those Jews who had believed in him, they had their own personal preference and reservation. So their conditional belief in Jesus was detected because Jesus saw right through their deep-seated motive in their hearts. That's why Jesus, instead of, "Thank you for believing in me," no, he said, "If you continue in my word, I know your heart. Still you have your own private personal reservation about believing in me 100%. If you continue in my word, then you are truly my disciples." Now, Jesus turned the table around, and now Jesus put condition on them. Not you, I, with Father's authority and power, chose you, not the other way around. Power is not up to you. Power is up to me. So, I'll put condition before you, whether you are my true disciples or not. Here is the condition. If you continue or continuously abide in my word, then you will be my true disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. True disciples have two distinct marks, Jesus said. They will know truth. They'll be free by that truth. Those two things. They will know truth, and the truth will make them free. Those two distinct marks, all true disciples of Jesus will have. But we have to understand what Jesus meant when he said, continue in my word, or abide continually in my word. If we were part of that followers of Jesus from Galilean ministry to all the way to last journey to Jerusalem for his crucifixion, we have heard that same phrase repeatedly over and over again. John chapter 6, John writes this, verse 56. "Whoever feeds on my flesh, drinks my blood, abides in me, and I abide in him." So true disciples are abiding in Jesus' word, but Jesus says, "You've got to abide in me." Jesus identifies himself with his word. So we have to understand this. Jesus' way of spiritual logic is this. Jesus is his own word, source of his word, power of his word, function of his own word. And in one word, Jesus said, truth. "I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life." So Jesus is source, basis, fountain of truth. Jesus is truth. Jesus is life. Of course, Jesus is life-giving spirit. Now, when Jesus says, "If you continue in my word," in chapter 6, John interprets it this way in Jesus' own word out of his own mouth. Jesus says, "If you abide in me." Here, Jesus equals himself his word. If you abide in truth, if you abide in my word, if you abide in me, if you abide in my spirit, that all same meaning. You are my true disciples. And Jesus said the meaning of abiding. Whoever feeds on my flesh, whoever feeds on flesh and drinks my blood, abides in me, abides in my word, abides in my spirit, and abides in the truth. So it is coming to us. True disciples are ones who abide, remain, live in him. This isn't so much something we work at. No, something just we receive. We are passively just receive. We who receive Christ through body and blood, simply gifted faith by faith, then we are the ones who abide in him, or abide in his word, or abide in the truth, or abide in the life-giving spirit. How do we know? Because by faith we receive forgiveness of our sins. But eating, drinking, giving us what? Refreshing our wholesome body and soul, and making us well rested after hearty meal. That's the point. That's the fruit of receiving forgiveness of sins. After repentance, we receive forgiveness of sins, relief to our body and soul. Our body affects our soul. Our soul affects our body. Mutually, they are affecting each other because of the sin and its misery. Our body and soul are oppressed, depressed, restless. But when we receive forgiveness of sins through Jesus, shed blood and torn, broken body, Jesus said here, my flesh and my blood. If you receive that, not work hard at it, getting it, no. Just receive it, because it's given as a gift, forgiveness of sins. All hard work, I will do it for you, and know that fact. Because I'm teaching you that fact, I'm going to do it for you. My shed blood, broken, torn flesh. That is drinking wine and eating bread. That fact, that truth out of my mouth. Do you believe it? That's it. You don't have to work hard at it, getting it. No, just believe. Passively reaching out to your hands of faith in my word, or in me, or in the truth out of my mouth. That's it. So simple. So simple. So gracious to believe. Because all corrupt human beings are self-centered. They want to do something to work out for their freedom from sin and misery. But Jesus says, no, no, no. You cannot work out. It's impossible. That's not on your power. That's my power. I can do it. Because that's a divine curse. You cannot lift that curse from God on your own power. Work. I can do it. That's what Jesus says. If you feed on my flesh, drinks my blood, then you are abiding in my word. When you trust my word, when you trust my person, when you trust the truth out of my mouth, then you receive life, eternal life. After a hearty meal, that meal is my word and my truth and my future. Broken body and shed blood. All the same. Because my truth, my word, always teaches that. If you accept that as a truth, then your hearty meal makes you restful and refreshed. Then you are receiving truth, making you wholesome, resting and abiding and remaining continuously dwelling in me and in my world and in the truth. Then Jesus said, when you become refreshed, fully receiving the forgiveness of sins, you will know the truth, because I am the truth. My word is life-giving truth. Then I will, as a truth, will make you free. And my word out of my mouth will make you free. Yes. Knowing Jesus, knowing his word, knowing truth, and knowing Jesus set us free. Receiving forgiveness by Jesus' grace. Those two things. Knowing Jesus. Knowing our freedom by Jesus. Through forgiveness of sins. Then we are showing two distinct marks of true disciples of Jesus. But here, conditional followers, conditional believers of Jesus are saying, we are Abraham's descendants and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that, Jesus, you say to us, you will become free? See? Self-centered, selectively believing Jesus' words here and there, they are continually living in their own mind, hearts, their own world. They are continually remaining slaves to their own sin. Even nowadays, 2023, the year of the Lord, sadly, so many so-called believing children of God, those who confessed public profession of their faith, or those who as adult confessed their sins before the whole church, that their sins are forgiven and their Master and Lord is Jesus Christ. But if they don't continue in their faith in Jesus' word, Jesus' person, and Jesus' truth, then their profession is like these conditional believers, partial believers of Jesus. They will challenge Jesus. They will selectively choose what part of Jesus' word they want to believe or not. Then, so many professing covenant children shall fall short of the glory of God on the day of judgment because they don't stay continuously dwelling in the truth in the world out of the mouth of Jesus. Because of so many things, they put themselves in the place of God. They assume they have power. Which part of Jesus, the truth in the scriptures, they believe or have suspicion or reject. They don't stay. They don't remain. They don't abide. They don't continue in believing and receiving Jesus provided precious blood and flesh. In one word, truth. In one word, word. Thank God. We were slaves in God's house because we were slaves to sins, because we committed sins again and again. But Jesus, as Son of the house of God, saying, I remain in this house eternally, and I'll make you believe me, or believe my person, or believe my word, and believe the truth I speak. Then that truth, I myself will make you free. Because you know me now. You are fed on my flesh and my blood. You just, as you're receiving and you receive, you are refreshed. You are full at the heart meal of me. Then you know me. Then you are eternally co-heirs of kingdom of God. You are eternally staying with me in my Father's house. That's what Jesus meant. My word has place in you. But you conditional believers, my word does not have a place in you. Thank God. Jesus made us know him, believing him. Thank God. Jesus made us free from guilt conscience, sin, and its resulting misery. Though we have remaining sinful nature, though we have incomplete, perfect freedom yet, while we have our body on earth. In God's tribunal, we are sentenced, innocent. You are free. Thank God. No matter how many times we are going to fail Jesus and fail the Father, grieve the Holy Spirit. Thank God, Jesus saying, still, by my grace, you know me. And I made you free. And you are co-heirs in my Father's house. Because I, as a Son, leading you, giving you eternal life, you stay with me. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your free grace, for your self-sacrificial, crucifying body and soul. On the cross, you shed blood, you tore your flesh to pay God's curse upon us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your infinite mercy and compassion on us. Make us continue, know you more, grow in knowledge and grace of you more, so that complete freedom from sin and its misery and from our finite body and sin-stained soul may be completely free from all that incompleteness and glorified when we meet you, when we fall asleep, or when we see you with our eyes, not only our faith, but our naked eyes when we see you. Perfect freedom shall become ours by Father's grace and your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.